This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host, Meghna Chakrabarty, is out today. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley announced today that she will be a candidate for governor. She kicked off her campaign earlier today in Medford, where she zeroed in on the economy.
We have to rebuild an economy that's going to work for everybody, not just for some. We can do that here. And we have to modernize our schools and our educational system so that every kid and every adult is going to have the opportunity to get the skills and abilities they need to compete in a global economy.
Coakley also pledged to lengthen the school day as part of that plan to modernize the state's education system. She joins an already crowded Democratic field of candidates, including Treasurer Stephen Grossman, former Homeland Security official Juliette Kayyem, biotech executive Joseph Avalone, and healthcare policy expert Donald Berwick. It's early times for the race for governor, but what does Coakley bring to the contest? Joining me now to talk a little about that is Jim O'Sullivan, politics editor at Boston.com. And Jim, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
Is Coakley the presumed front runner in this race?
I think certainly at this point she's got to be considered a heavyweight in the Democratic field anyway. She's run before. She's run statewide several times. And she's got a following. There are people, you know, there are sort of two schools of thought in the Democratic Party. There are those folks who groan and say, oh, not again. We saw this movie once. And then there really are people within the party who feel like not only did Coakley run a poor race in 09 and 10 when she lost to Scott Brown, but that people in the party weren't really up for it and that they owe her. So there's certainly sort of dual elements there, and she'll be formidable by any measure.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned that 2010 race, and of course, Coakley lost to Brown in a bit of a shocker for the Democrats.
Right.
She addressed that today, saying that loss might have knocked her down, but it didn't knock her out. Here's what she said.
I got right back to work in the AG's office. I got right back out shaking hands and meeting people in order to run again for Attorney General. I do this because of the work and the people that I serve.
So, Jim, does she seem, did she learn the lesson from that race? And might we see a different Martha Coakley running for governor this time around?
Well, I think you'll definitely see a different type of candidate. It obviously remains to be seen whether she's learned the lessons. You know, from that standpoint, it's interesting. Both she and Charlie Baker, the Republican running for governor, are in sort of a similar situation. Both of them were blamed by their parties for not running great campaigns last time. I think there is truth to the fact she's won sort of national plaudits for the way she went back at the AG's job after losing in 10. What'll be difficult for her, I think, one of her challenges is you mentioned at the top that she zeroed in on the economy, on education. How does she translate her experience as attorney general into jobs and education?
Yeah.
Since she's been AG, she's focused a lot on healthcare, on nonprofits, human trafficking, on mortgages. Is she able to articulate that in a way that makes people think of a chief executive?
Interesting. And how does she set herself apart from that field? We mentioned those names, Grossman, Juliette Kayyem, Avalone, and Donald Berwick. What sets her apart in the field so far?
Well, she gets to say that she's been there before. She's certainly the best known. You know, Grossman's obviously a statewide office holder as well, but Coakley has the best name recognition. Polls show that she's still popular within the state, at least among Democrats. And she can make the argument that, you know, she's been here as the attorney general for a decade. This is the job that she's been doing. And people in the state know her and have seen her in various capacities. So she starts with a higher name ID and arguably, better positioned within the party to make the case, look, I'm the one to go up against Charlie Baker, but she's got to convince folks to give her a second chance.
Sure. Yeah, a second chance. I mean, just going back to that 2010 race, on the other hand, she's won, obviously, statewide more than once. When she's at her best, is she a good candidate?
When she's at her best, she is a good candidate. And, I heard in saying that she'd been there for 10 years. She has not been there for 10 years. But she's won statewide twice. Mm-hmm. But the only time she's ever really been tested in a race statewide was the Brown race.
Yeah.
And she's going to have to answer for that. And I think the way that they're trying to fit that into her message this time is in the video that she rolled out this morning, she talked about how Massachusetts is a state that's ready to sort of rise again. And this theme of resilience, and she talked a lot about people who She talked about women in abusive relationships. She talked about adults caring for parents, people who face adversity and still keep going. And the word she used over and over again is fighting. I'll fight for you because I know you keep fighting. So I think they're going to try and make that of a piece with her overall message.
And what's her fundraising apparatus look like? Money, of course, the mother milk of this business. How she's positioned money-wise compared with the rest of the field?
She's pretty well tapped into a lot of the women's groups. Emily's List wanted her to run. But you've seen folks, some of her top people have sort of splintered since that 10 race, and some of them are with Grossman, some of them are looking elsewhere. So I think she needs to sort of pull that all together, but she'll be able to raise plenty of money.
Yeah. And finally, what's the sort of main constituency that she brings to this contest that backs her?
Well, she'll be able to make the case, and certainly before Juliette Kayyem, who, as you said, is a former Homeland Security official and, by way of disclosure, a former Globe op-ed columnist, before she got in, Coakley looked to be the only woman in the race. Now she's only the most prominent woman in the race. But you got to remember that at the convention next year, anyone who doesn't get 15% is not going to make the ballot. So Coakley's going to be able to lay claim to a wide swath of female voters. She's got loyal Democrats within the base who will stick with her. And it's going to be hard for some of those more, I don't want to say minor candidates, but candidates who would have a harder time, need a longer time to gain traction to make that 15% next year at the convention.
That's Jim O'Sullivan. He's politics editor for Boston.com, talking about Attorney General Martha Coakley, who announced today that she's running for governor of Massachusetts. Jim, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate it.